sharpened. So we see from there that there are so far three different ways that potentially Sacher was killed in his army, not Sacher. One is he was hit with the hand, Hayar HaGdola. One is that it was done through the Etzma. One is that it was done through this sickle that they use, that they asked Hashem as Kavil if it was prepared. We're in the middle, so they came at base in the middle, over there-ish. Over there. Trying to talk about how was it that the army of Sacheriv got killed when they were around Yerushalayim. In one night, 185,000 of them got killed. The Malach came and knocked them out. And the question is that we're discussing how did it happen.
Probably less than 100 Bechoros, right?
Should have been more than 185,000.
Yeah.
But also the Bechoros of Av and the Bechoros of Aim. There were some families that had two people dying because the husbands had cheated. And there were two Bechoros. So it was probably even much more, correct? Yeah, but
the sickle, 180,000,
it takes faster. Yeah, I don't know. That's what it seems like. The Malach is able to be in many places at one time. I mean, let's think about it. By Kachat Seif Alayla, Ika Kol Bechar, that means in the span of a second, they will die. You didn't have to travel and take the bus to Modin. You were able to just poof. It was even faster than Kvitz Tzaderech.
Yeah, but it doesn't say with what weapon by Tzias Mitzrayim.
Because over there it says an evil malach and an evil sarf. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it himself.
So here it's a sickle. How can you kill so many?
The malach is able to be in many
like
places.
Maybe went like this one thing and like everybody's neck got
I don't know how it really means. Maybe he just went like this and then everybody's neck slit without even getting near it. Who knows? It was like, remember, you open your door and you say, Shvech HaMos Chalakayim. Where do you live? Andolev? Very good. I live on Kisho and I open my door at the same exact time. One of us will get in Eliyahu HaNavi. I don't want him to lose it. There it is. He somehow gets around. He takes the Mahir bus. He's able to make it down the hill very quickly. But the Ma'ase said, Malachim work, the Malam and Ateva. What?
So how are we supposed to understand this tomorrow?
That's how you understand it. That they were smitten through an act of a Malach with his sickle, even though the sickle doesn't maybe come in contact with the actual flesh of the person. Oh, very good, Mamish. So my question is the same. What's the back and forth? Go ahead. Do you have your sickle sharpened? Yes, Hashem, I have it from Shesh Mei Braces. Well, what's the whole conversation over there? And what's the difference how it works? That's the question. Okay? But the question is a little premature because we want to, let's do another one or two ways and then we'll ask you a question again. The Gemara says that Reb Shimon ben Yochai Eimer Oisei HaPerek Zman Bishel Peres Hayim. During that time was the time when the fruit became ripened. So Amalek is Baruch Gavriel. Hashem said to Gavriel, "Kishata Yoitz Levashel Peres." When you're going out to just finish ripening the fruit, because he was the Malach that was in charge of the fruit, Zakek Lahem, take care of them, wipe them out. And Shenemar, as it says, Midei Ovru Yikach Eschem, Ki Baboyke Baboyke Yaru Buyoim Uvalayla. That means like this, that just the fact that they saw him frightened them to death. He didn't bring his sickle along. They just, you know, when you're passing by the enemy's camp and you just, you know, you make a nod towards them and you just go about your business, so to speak. So that creates that fear by them. And that's what Rashi says, go kill them, meaning take care of them. It was still quite special. You're going out anyways. Okay, once you're going out, let's eat too much. So you're passing by. Just check in, knock them all off, and keep go about your business. Huh? Right. That's how it is. It's like. By the way, let's eat too much. You know. Let's eat too much. If you want to establish something, so you could ask a guy even, and he tells you let's eat too much. Like, by the way, he mentioned something to you. You're able to figure out that he didn't lie, so you're able to believe him. There's such a concept. Okay? So it's like, Kavanah wasn't to go kill. It was, Agav, once you're out there in the Gavil, kill him. Okay, so now again, your question is still there. It's just getting stronger and stronger. Why do we care that this is how it happened? Okay, now the Gemara continues. And the Gemara says, Amar Papa, Hanu Dami Inchi, Agav Urchel Abal Debavach. On the way, take care of people, take care of them. The Baal Debavach, so, Ishtama. And Rashi says on that, the Sencha Asurav Evchidai. You warn them and they start getting worried. They know, okay, I'm coming back for you. And that creates that fear factor in them and knocks them out. Now, at this point, we now have four potential ways. The Gemara continues. V'yeshayimim. V'chaykum noshap emumesu. Gavriel blew into their nostrils and it killed them. Shenema v'gam nefesh v'hamim v'yivoshim. V'yivim v'yivar abo amar. Kapayim sleeping lahem umesu. He clapped his hands together and he killed, they died. You know, Gamani, Ake, Kapi, Akapi, Vin Choshi Chamosi. Now, my anger will go away. So, with the clapping of the hands, knocked out 185,000. And Bitvin Avcha Omar? So, we're going to get to your question soon, but it's right to ask it after we finish all 10 possibilities. And Bitvin Avcha Omar, Osnaim Gilahem. Their ears opened up. The Shaman, they heard Shira Vin Pichayos. The shira of the animals, umesu, and they died. Shinamari mimcha naf tsugayim, and we see from here an interesting thing that they're not roi. People are not roi to hear the shira. The powerful shira has knocked them out. The animals give shira to Hakadosh Baruch Hu.
That is Israfim.
Oh, so their territory is because those are connected to malachim. But the Maishu, this is talking about even the animals themselves that you normally can't hear. That itself is mimicking the Shiro of the Malach. Mainly creates, if you're not ready to hear it, you're going to die. So combat, we have many different options. So let's try to understand what's it so important if his sickle is sharpened or not. Who cares? So the Pasha over here tells us along the lines of what we said last week. And this just, it like accentuates it even more. The Tusha by Medes, Mishesh by Precious, Kfar Kasavnu. The problem is, what do we care about all of these details? So Rasha doesn't ask the question, but he just gives the answer. And he says, Kizeh Hanes Hoya Nez Nigla. This Nez was a Nez of Nigla. Like not a hidden ace, but an ace out in the open. K'moy Yitzias Mitzrayim v'Kriyas Yam Tov. It was on the same level as Yitzias Mitzrayim v'Kriyas Yam Tov. But then she calls in the Tusha by Medes Mishesh by Brachus, and that's why it was important to know that it was already from before Shesh by Brachus. Shakari Bochu Hisne and Ma'aseh Hashem made it tonight, but Ma'aseh when He was creating the world. Anisim the Gloim Sheishtanu Maisha Bereshis the Teva Bereshis. It means like this, that when Hashem created the world, He set up certain things that work in a certain way. Now, at the very beginning, when He was setting up the world, He told Maisha Bereshis, but look, I'm setting it up like this for tonight. There are going to be a couple times in the history that I have rights to change it. Go away out of the Teva. Kriyas Yam Tov was out of the Teva. So too, the Ma'aseh of Chayyim over here was out of the Teva. Therefore, just like they see the Mitzrayim, like for example, the details were important. Why are the details important? Because the details accentuate the koyach of the Nes of Hashem. It's a Nes Nigla. The Nes Nigla is there for one purpose. To see every nuance, to see every little thing, how Hashem did things in a way that should make, to clarify Hashem's existence, Hashem's kirl yachar, that He's got the ability to do everything and anything, whatever He wants. In other words, that's why the details here are very, very important to us, because it is the measuring tape of it's a Nez Nigla, and the right is, look at all of these details, look at everything that went on. These are things that are not Teva. And therefore they must have been on the level of Yisrael Shem and Kri Shem, and that's why you had to be prepared for Sheshem Ebrachus. So that at the very beginning, the water knew that it was going to split thousands of years later. The importance over here is the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is amplified through not only the Nes, but in going into the details of the Nes and understanding the nuances of the Nes. That's the purpose of this. If it would have been an Nes Nistar, we wouldn't be dealing with the details. Because now soon the Gemara is going to want to know, okay, so how many were left over? We know that there was some left over. How many? You don't find by a lot of other words that we're trying to figure out. Left over, not left over. Take the four kings. Avraham Avinu went to war, battle. Take the Maisa with Haman. Okay, coming up. We don't know how they were killed. We don't ask how they were killed. We don't know how many were left over. We don't ask how many were left over. Because it's Megiddo the Hest upon him. It's a hidden nest. It was made to look regular.
Wait, how Avraham Avinu killed him off
Now, compared to Yitzhak Mitzrayim, compared to Kri Shamsa, it wasn't changing the Teva. It was strategies. If you look in the Midrashim, it wasn't. Some sheets hold he had an army. Some sheets hold it just similar, and they were from different sides, and they made it look like they were fighting from many different sides. They fooled the enemy. Their strategy. Look at the Midrashim. He used a certain strategy. So you have to know what they're going to say with that case. But one thing is for sure.
Even though they said the army, there were 300 people in the army.
I understand that, but you see, the Maisa is when people go to war, things are made to look tevedim. When over here, people are sound asleep, and suddenly things just happen from nowhere. Not because of battle. It wasn't that they were in the middle of a battle, and I have better aim than you. Hashem aimed my bullets. There is that aspect of it's true, you're right, and it was a nest that he picked up the dirt that he threw it, that it turned into arrows, and how did that happen? But at the same time, when we're trying to deal with Sancher, maybe that's not a very good example to bring, but when we're dealing over here with something that clearly is out of the realm of Teva, it's clearly has crossed all lines of how we could try to make sense of this. So then it's in the category of Yitzhak Mitzrayim and Kri Shamsa and those kind of things. So therefore, yeah, it's very important. Let's know the details. Let's understand how it happened. Because each one of these things makes us more mujba, more influenced by the awesomeness and the infinite kayach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it does. That's really what it does. It's not for no reason that we're trying to discuss it. This Nes, that's what he brings down over here. That
he seems to have a certain order as well. It seemed that the least amount of effort, the least amount of concern going down in concern and effort to get them off.
What do you mean?
Meaning that it's not the number of people that matters, it's something else.
Well, correct.
What you would think that
each example, yeah.
These people were concerned. And we learned from Mitzrayim, we say on the Haggadah night, we say that it was the Yad Hashem that announced it. Wow, that's a big effort. But here,
you have to realize again, there were 2 billion. 500 million people. Only 185 died.
I'd be more concerned how they ate every day. I think that's a bigger miracle than killing them off. But how'd they find enough food?
They killed each other and ate each other.
They had frozen dinners.
They were cannibal. They ate each other.
Bottom line is, though, we see from here a very interesting thing. That the Yad Hashem is amplified by the details of the Nes. That's the fact.
It seems going something like you can also learn out from each one. It's getting the same.
Yeah, so many years you could go through each specific example, but if you're going to go through each one, first of all, it'll take around a half hour for each one to understand each nakuda, and we'll be on the Gemara for another 3 months. But the point is that, in a nutshell, the whole Gemara is telling us that this is a nest of the caliber of Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yam Suf, and therefore there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu here. We don't have to understand that how a lot of things happen, because once we're dealing with something that's l'mala min ha-sechel, we're not going to be able to understand a lot of it. How do we understand how Hashem killed out the firstborn? We don't understand it. We understand it. We don't. HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Nitzim and Lekech. He gave them life. He took it back. That means Hashem decided the firstborn's all dead. They all died.
That's what we can say here.
Yet we put up the blood. Because the Malach, quote, was going to skip over the houses when he killed the firstborn, right? How does that work? Hashem had to skip over that. He knew where he was going. So the Mepharshim talked about this. So something's made to look, you know, teva did. But at the end of the day, if the nest is a nest, it's l'malam and ateva, something we don't understand. So then the more we talk about the nuances, the more we appreciate the infinite power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it is. And now we'll see the Gemara just continues for a few more lines.
Do we go into more infinite power? We're seeing more infinite power as the examples go on?
I don't know. It's just each one had their own opinion of how Hashem did it through Gabriel in order to show that there's God.
You could say that if the forensic investigator came the next morning and checked out these 185,000 dead bodies, so a chelik of them had their head cut off. A chelik of them were like had signs of death, of asphyxiation. Their heads were smashed. All these 10 different things.
I don't
know if
it's true.
No, but you could also see that there's Yad Hashem here because nothing happened, yet they all died in 10 different ways.
It could be he's saying, I don't know if that's true, but he's saying a very interesting thing. Perhaps. I don't know.
How many people were there? The soldiers said 2 billion.
Right.
I don't remember. Was there a thing that it said that's only metaphorical?
Yeah, there is. There is one. She said the whole said it was just that, but it wasn't. They had the strength of that many people.
Killing 185,000 was really then.
And that's what the Gemara said. It was the generals. That's why it scattered the animal. The enemy. Now the Gemara continues now. The Gemara wants us to know that they killed 185,000. How many were left? This Gemara is going to be very hard to stick it in with the other Gemara of the 4 billion. But you're feeling a little lost, maybe? Don't feel lost. We'll get you back. We'll work you back in. Okay? So Cherev came. He didn't get into Yerushalayim. While he was sleeping at night, Hashem came and killed 185,000. So now we were trying to discuss how those killings took place. Why? Because this nest is a nest nigla on the level of Kriyas Yam Suf and Mitzrayim. That's why it happened like this, Emily. It makes a difference. Now, after these people were killed, it's mashma that there were some leftovers in the army that weren't killed. So the Gemara wants to know now how many were left over. Kama nishtayu. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines up on the bottom. Kama nishtayu. How many were left over? There were 10 left over. Shenemar, Shemar, Eitz, Yaru, Mispar, Yu, Benar, Yikosre. It was these many trees were left over that a child was able to write down. How much could a child write? Asara. He could write Asara. Now, what does it mean, Asara? It's Machloikis. But we'll learn like Rashi. I think Rashi says that. The yud, all it takes is a drop of ink, and you made a yud. That's one sheet. The yud, you make a drop of ink, and therefore a child knows how to make a yud. That's what he knows how to do. And therefore, when it says vanar, he knows how to write it, it's referring to 10. And that's how many people, this pasuk is referring to how many people left over. So, of course, there's some sheets that hold it's really going, how many yidden are going to be left over. After Sechev drove away the 10 tribes. But over here, this Gemara over here is darshening out that talking about Rav Yitzchak Nafchis, no.
The officers.
Rav is darshaning out that it was 10.
Officers. It was supposedly the 185,000 officers.
They were killed, right.
So it was 10 officers.
How many? Or 10 left over of the remaining fighting army, whatever. It doesn't say. But there were 10 left over from that did not die, and they learned it out from that. This is what a child could write. This pasuk is referring to the amount of soldiers left, and it says a nar knows how to write it, so he knows how to make a yud because he's just going to drop a little bit of ink down. Some of us want to say that it's really because your teacher, he starts counting from aleph. What is the first thing he learns how to write? An aleph. How do you make an aleph? The first thing you do in an aleph is the yud.
Not the vav?
I don't know, but this little yud is the top part of the aleph. Then you go like this, and then you make the bottom part of the aleph. I don't know, but that's how they teach the kids to write. I don't know social wise. No. I didn't talk about Hilchos Sofros. I'm just saying that some of us want to say that when they taught them how to write the aleph, Pasha had to write, not al Sofros. Okay, not al Sofros. I think that the aleph is supposed to go like this, and then you go like that, and like that, no? The middle goes first.
Ksav is also
this,
different.
This, that, right, exactly.
Ksav is also different now.
What?
Our ksav now is different from...
Could be, but I think the Sofros, you make this thing, then you go like this, and then you go like that. But the Maisa, one of the things that they learned to make in the Aleph is that Yud. That's what they learned how to do. So maybe they didn't know how to do it. Shmuel Amar Shmuel argues is Tisha. 9. Shenem Avinisha by Oilalois Kenekiv Zayis. Like leftover, like little olives left over that you didn't bother to take out. Shnayim Shloisha Gargum Rosh Amir, I bought a chamisha b'sifel, 4 or 5 in each branch, and therefore, if it ends it up that you left 4 or 5 on a branch, and what Shmuel does is he adds up 4 and 5, he ends up with 9, and he says that that's referring to how many of the army was left over, and therefore you were left over with 9. Rav Shmuel Levi says no, I bought straight. I bought straight because he just adds up the whole number, 2, 3, 4, and 5. He ate it all up, it comes out to 14. Shnema Shnaim Shloish Arba Chamisha, he ate it up, it comes out to 14. Be'echad Rama, Chamisha. There were 5. Sabcheret, Ushne Banov, Nebuchadnezzar, and Uzzarada. These 5 people were the ones that were saved.
Why is this so important to argue with 3, 5, 4?
Again, I'm going to go with the same Mahalach in the Gemara right now, just because it's easy to really easier to understand. And also, the Maisa, these, when we're dealing with a Nes, that's Shaloike Teva, a Nes Nigla. So then all of these Nekudas help us understand the meticulousness in Hashem. He wanted this one alive, this one not. That one alive, this one not. And we have exact numbers that we can put on it. It shows a tremendous ability. And it recharges our emunah, our chizik, and our kodesh baruch. That's what it does. Now the Gemara is just going to go quickly to the bottom of the Yom, and we'll go through. How do we know these 5? Nebuzaradan, Gemara, is in the halacha. Halacha Moshe Messina. He learned it out. 1 second. It's learned out. Usually when it says Gemara, it means halacha Moshe Messina, but it means it's learned out. He learned it out from someone. Nebuzaradan is one of them. Nebuchadnezzar, the Ksiv, it says Rava Duravi, the form of the fourth one, Dami the Baral Elohim, is similar to someone of an angel. How would he have known? It means like this. You know what happened in the story? We had this Gemara. He wanted everybody to bow down to his Avodah Zarah. He threw Hanani Mishael Azariah into the fire. He went to look inside the fire to see if they were getting roasted. He realized that they were standing there talking to a fourth person who was he in describing it, he says he looked like a malach. it was Gabriel. Now, how would he have known what Gabriel looked like? That he looked him out of, not for that he already saw him back in the day, many years earlier, when they were surrounding Yerushalayim and Gabriel came to kill out everybody. He was left alive. He got to see him. This way, years later, he was able to see the form of Gabriel, and he knew that this was a mouse. Okay, now, Dumar continues. Sachev was named Bonov, Sachev and his two sons, Exiv, Ayihu, Mishtachave, Beis Nasrich Lekov, Gadir Melech, Mishirat Bonov, Yikov Acherim. He was laying, bowing down to his gods, and his two children went and killed him. Tamar Rabo says it's a stop right there. So we see that they must have survived. The him and his two sons must have survived, because years later, when he was in the middle of doing his prayers to his Avoy Dezara, his two children came and they slew him. They killed him. So you see from here that they must have survived. Now, that takes care of this. There's the more. We'll stop here for right now. I just want to, for 10 minutes, because